If you are around, how many of you took notes that day? David, did you take any notes? Okay, can you find your notes? All right. Okay, how many of you are not around for that? You are not around that time. You are not around. You are not around. Okay, David, can you summarize for us? Okay. All right. Can you summarize? Come. Let's laugh for David as he comes. David is a finance guy, so he's able to summarize it. Come, stand over here with me. Can I get a microphone for him? Shall I get a microphone? Let's see how this will go. Somebody said, this is funny. Did he prepare for it, or we just enjoy ourselves? Just see what is in your note. Let's hear it. Are we ready?
Yes, so that was, I think, two or three Sundays ago. And we discussed God's way to wealth. And one of the notes I took here says...
Excuse me. Please, the person in white, are you in this service or you are checking your phone? Hello, excuse me. Are you in this service or you are checking your phone? If you are in your service, please, you want to check your you are there that day? You are there that day? You are muting it. Okay, please, let's be here. Thank you.
Yeah, so Reverend took us through Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. And in that verse, it stated that God...
Hold on, let's read the verse. 8, 18. Well, let me give us on the screen. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and the verse says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and in that verse, it made it clear to me as a person that actually when God says he's going to give us wealth, it does not mean the wealth is going to rain down from heaven.
Okay.
It means he's going to give us the ability, the ideas, if it is ideas we need, he will give us the strength, everything that we need to actually get the wealth that we need to possess, is going to give us that power, that ability.
Beautiful.
So, and in my notes here, one note I took says, the reason behind giving us this power is
fantastic.
Stated.
The reason behind, God's why. Remember?
Yes.
God's
yes,
why. Okay.
Yes. And it says, the reason is stated in that same verse, and it is to establish the covenant which he swore to our fathers. And I remember Reverend specified on who our father is, and that was Abraham.
That's right. Abraham's blessings are ours. Beautiful.
Yes, sir. And we also went through Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. We went through Isaiah 51, verse 1.
Beautiful.
Where he started showing us how he promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Beautiful.
Of who happened to be the fathers who he referred to in those verses. And we saw that God really blessed these people with tremendous wealth that even governments and policies could not even stop them from growing their wealth.
Fantastic. Let's clap for David. So you should help me become my summarizer now. All right?
No
great.
Problem.
Thank you. Thank you. Shola, let's have this. Now, all of you are looking at me one kind, but how many of you like to be wealthy here? You like to have money, have wealth? Some of you are doing like this, you don't know, because pastor has criticized you. It's good to have wealth. It's good to have, because it'll give you power to get wealth. All right. So we are going to tie it up to this. So that, I said, number one, there's what is wealth? And what do we say wealth is? Plenty. All of us have money, but they are on different levels. Am I right? Okay. Second, and we said, what is God's why? Why does God want us to have wealth? And he gave us that. God said he had a covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he wanted to give us for that to establish his covenant. Some of us over here, we have reasons for wealth. We want to prove a point. Now, let me tell you why Christians don't have wealth. But a lot of these unbelievers have money because they live in the world. But for Christians, Christians don't have money because they have a wrong reasons for want to have money. See, when a Christian wants to have money like Elon Musk, God won't back him up. Because, be honest with you, God is not involved with Elon Musk. He doesn't believe in God. Does he? For instance, Billy Gates doesn't believe anything. He goes to church once in a while, broke up with his wife. So, they have money, and there's the wealth, the wicked wealth in this world. They have money, they live in the world, they make their money, and they want to say, but do you have to be a Christian to be wealthy? No. You don't have to be a Christian. Just be a crook. Hello? And just be smart. But we don't want to go that way, do we? We are different. We want to live life better than the rest of the world. So that's why God said that. I want to give you power to get wealth. Is that all right? So let's go a step further. We said God's wise because God wants to confirm his covenant. Yeah. Why does God want to give us wealth as Christians? Genesis 12, that David read. Let's go to Genesis 12, verse 1. Let's go down there. Okay. What did he say? Take a look. Genesis 12, verse 1. Quickly. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land I will show you. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Look at what he says next. I will, everybody look up. Can you look up, everybody? Take a look. I will make you what? A great nation. What do I have to do? I will bless you. How many of you know the meaning of bless in Yoruba? Now, break that word into two. Bukun. That means bu is pouring. Kun is full. God is saying, I'm going to pour into you. Wow. No wonder David said, my cup runs over. Now, take a look. I'll bless you and make your name great. You shall be a blessing. This is the reason why God wants to make Christians to have power to get wealth. Why? So you can be blessed and be a blessing. Now, how about you paying school fees? I just got somebody who, amazing, he's a Christian, he has some money. He looked at somebody who's trying to get to school. He said, I'm putting down 1.5 million to see that he can get to school. Isn't that so nice? Another one had just said, okay, all right. Women are resuming school. Single parent, let's give them some money to pay their children's school fees. Don't you like that? That's far better. Just buying a house in Banana Island. You are affecting lives. That's why God wants to make Christians rich. Not just that you can now have big cars, big houses, and carry guests around. God won't back that up. Now, today, let's talk about God's way to get wealth. We see God's what? What is? What he wants to give us power to get wealth. Second, we have seen God's why. He wants us to be blessed and be a blessing. Let's now go to God's way to get us to wealth. Because, see, if you know what it is and you know why it is, if you don't find on, get on the way, you won't get there, right? Your journey with God to get you wealthy. Let's go. Genesis 24, verse 1. Genesis 24, verse 1. Thank you. Look at it on the screen. Now, can you read everybody? How many here? Look at this verse. Now, Abraham was what? How many are planning to live old? You plan to live old age. Can I see your hands? I want to live old age. My problem is that people get older and they lose their money. They lose their investment. They lose their assets. My father was like that too. My father was doing well in his midlife. Then he just started going around with some funny friends. And he was just duped. Lost almost everything. He didn't find his feet until the end of his life. It was difficult. He lived about 81 years old. And I saw some of his friends like that too. They broke. See, you can be Ronaldo. Yeah, you're 40 something years now. What will you be at 60? But look at Abraham. He was old, well advanced in age. And the Lord had done what? Blessed Abraham in all things. And he could leave some wealth for Isaac, right? Our parents in Africa, when they die, we cry. Not because they leave something for us, but because it will cost us to bury them. How about when you are dying at 85, 89, 90, you have settled all the bills, and then you have left money for them, two or three houses. And so when you die like this, they just start screaming, Grandpa, what is left for you? You know, it can be great. Amen? Amen? Somebody said, I'm not thinking of Grandpa now. I guess what we eat today. Hello? But you have to go somewhere. Don't ever let, please listen, everybody. You know, I was born outside this country. I came to this country, and I've been living here. But I noticed something in this country. If you're not careful, you live by the hour. You live by the moment. Oh, something's happened now. Everybody, same thing, trending. You can't live your life by trending. There must be a kind of a path for your life. You can't just be looking at everybody, what's trending. You have to have a kind of a plan and looking ahead so that when you have, like now, I'm going to Lagos. I don't look at the trending of the milestone. I don't say, whoa, I've gotten to camp. It's trending. No, I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere in VI. So, type it on the screen for us. God's way to wealth. God's way to wealth. Let's spend some time on that today. If you're a Christian, if you're a child of God, if you come to church, if you have identified with Christ, Christ has a way of doing it for us, along with us. So to give us power to get wealth. What way will it take? Are we ready to go? Are we ready? God's way to wealth. I'm going to give you now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you ready? Write it down. Number one, God's way to wealth is the number one, the way of his word. Let's go to 29, Deuteronomy verse 9. Any person that's going to get wealthy, God's way must go the way of his word. Everybody, look at this on the screen. Can I hear your voice? Everybody, read it together with me. Therefore, keep the words of this what? Covenant and do them that you may what? That you may prosper. Can we have it in Message Bible? That you may prosper in all that you do. Oh, wow. Dearly keep the words of this covenant. Do what they say so that you will live well and wisely where? In every detail. That means your investment will be great. Your savings will be great. You prosper there. You will do well at every level. So he said, number one, the way to God's own kind of wealth is the way of his word. Now, let me promise you right now, you can go the way of the world. Let's spell that one. What's that one? W-R-L-D. Some of you over here, you are just coming to church. You are thinking, Pastor, don't waste your time. I know how to be rich. I'll do some crown stuff. I'll do ta da 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 da. That's all right. Go ahead. Go ahead. We'll meet in 10 years' time. Are you hearing me? I've been here for some time now. I've seen guys who come to church. They never pay attention to the Bible. They're checking their Facebook and Instagram during service. They are the word of God. And then they now get married. Something bad happened to them. Something bad happened to them financially. And they can't find their feet. Why? Because they've never had the word of God to handle their lives. Some of them, they even do well. And then they get married. They have katakata. They have struggles. They have pain. So, now, number one, pay attention to God's word. God will commit to you true wealth when you listen and take time for his word. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Let's take a look. Let's go to Psalm 1. Look at verse 1. Psalm 1, verse 1. What did he say? Let's look at the screen. Blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of who? Sit up very well. Sit up. Sit up. Thank you. All right. So let's listen very well. Blessed is the man who walks not in what? The counsel of the ungodly. Nor stand where? I like you to see something in that verse. There's a progress in that verse. And it's a bad progress. Can you get me that chair before you? Yeah, thank you. Come with the chair. Oh, is there any plastic chair there? There's none available. Anyone available? Okay, Falabi, come with your own. Thank you. Take a look at this verse. Take a look at this verse. Thank you. Stay with me. Don't go yet. I'll give you back. Stay here with me. Now just look at this. He said, blessed is man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit. Look at it. That's a progress that's bad. He walks in the counsel of the ungodly. As he walks, after a while, he stopped walking. He started standing. Then he will stand around for a while, and then he will sit in the beer parlor, where the mockers, the scorn, hey, my life, life, ah, blah, 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 blah. See them all over our land. See, when you take that way, you're going to get somewhere and you're going to get stuck. So what should you do? Falabi, thank you very much for the chair. There's no progress there. You know, I just wonder about coming to church. Honestly, can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? If I only come to church, you see, we Africans here, we go to church just because it's fashionable. If I were you, I won't come here. I will not waste my time. I'll get drunk and go to hell on first class level. You know, can I be honest with you? I won't do it. I won't. You know, whatever I do with all my strength. I go to school, I went to school with all my strength. My wife, that's why she married me. I'm serious. I don't do something halfway. I'm not doing something for me. If I'm going to follow God, I'm going to follow God. If I'm going to follow the devil, I'm going to follow the devil. So that at least both of them will do that. I did well. So that when I go to hell and I'm burning in hellfire, hell will do that. You are really welcome. I don't want to go to heaven and God say, you are coming. Go to the back door. I want to go to heaven like a four-star general. Praise God. Whatever what doing is what doing well. So this guy, what does he do? He stands over there, he stalk, he sit down. But look at next verse. But that guy's delight is in the law of the law. And in that law, what does he do? He meditates, taking the Bible. Many of you have grown up today in churches where they never emphasize the word of God. That's the problem we have today with pastors. You have to be convincing pastors themselves to read the Bible. They don't meditate in the word of God. Pastors. So what will Amajor do? So he said, in that law, day and night, look at next verse. What will it be like? This is the investment. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in the season. These are not wither. Whatever it does, I'm sorry. You guys have not seen Christians really do well. You have seen more of this mosque and stuff people that are doing quite well. You never seen, there was a man called years ago, Gamaliel Onosodi. I don't know if you ever heard that name before. Only one person. He was a phenomenon in Nigeria. He was a Christian. He started a church in Lagos called a Baptist Church at Surulere. The guy's fantastic. He was almost in every board of companies in Nigeria. He was a Christian. He's a serious Christian. Do you know what? He has a driver. He travels somewhere. When he goes somewhere and he enters the house, the food that he will eat is the same food that his driver will eat. You tell them, don't downgrade anybody. You see, places today, people that are very rich, they treat people in a very bad way. Nigeria, rich men don't pay people well. Am I correct? That's bad rich people. I don't like them. There was this brilliant guy that finished in OAU. Very brilliant. He had, I think, first class, I'm not sure now. And he was into this automated engineering. And he was doing ATM. And banks were owing him money. He had to leave the country. That's bad rich people. They have big house and big debt. Somebody I know in Nigeria, all of you celebrate him, but I won't mention his name. You know what? He lives by borrowing. One time he went to one bank. He borrowed money, used the building as a collateral. He went to the second bank over there, used the same building for collateral. He didn't pay, and the two banks were fighting over the building. One building. And nobody could stop him because he's a billionaire in Nigeria. My daughter, my first daughter, worked with one kind of billionaire in Lagos. That billionaire, my daughter said, from what I've seen now, I don't want to be a Nigerian rich person. They are bad, they cut corners, they remove money, they lie, they cheat, and they are billionaires. I don't want to be like that. Dumped his first wife, dumped everything, took another woman. This woman, she's a soccer man. She's a soccer. She just collects his money. The man will say, where's my money? They say, your wife took it, and he can't face his wife. He's always like that, sleepy, because he's calculating the house he has in UK. He's paying money, and he's not sleeping there. That's suffering. That's not enjoyment. Are you hearing me? When you see somebody who is really rich, you want to bless people. You want to increase them. You know, I believe that words will spread around. Hallelujah. I believe that when you are really wealthy, you find somebody over there who just doesn't have, you can lift them up. Some of you over here, you are taught not to give anybody anything. You're taught that way. But we must learn, wow, I'm looking forward to see your generation rising up and changing Nigerian story. Nigeria today is bad because people are too selfish. Are you hearing me? You see, husband, selfish to the wife. Wife, selfish to the husband. Children, selfish to their parents. Parents, selfish to their children. You know, I've been some places, I'll give children money. The parents will say, Temenko, can you imagine? Langba, langba, adults. And I give them children. I said, who's your children? He said, me too. Competing with your children. You should just take them up and take them to Koboko and beat them. Are you hearing me? Oh, we need some very, very loving husband that will just leave everything and just bless their home, bless their family. We need that. That's what I'm looking for. I don't want those crazy rich men to be like that. That just be oppressing everybody when they go somewhere. They take their land, they won't pay money. Yesterday I had business meeting with people at church that are doing business. And you know they complain? People that are rich don't pay their money. You do business for them, they won't pay your money. You know what I feel like doing? AK-47. That's what I feel like doing. Hand them up. Tell them, line up. I'll shoot or you pay the money. Huh? It's not fair. It's not fair. Huh? That's why all of you are running abroad. Because this is a crazy land. And I don't blame you. Come back and tell the story. Will you? I'm not coming back. Come back and tell the story. Come and employ people. You know, that's one I won't mention the place, just not far from here. The mother, the guy was abroad. He was sending money home to build a business. And he was sending the money to the mother. And the mother was cheating and stealing his money. That gave back to her, to him. And you know what? When he found out, he told his wife that I'll give you the money now to run the business. They do juju to kill her. She went paralyzed. So, when I'm talking about God's way to wealth, those kind of guys, I better be poor and live peacefully and enjoy life than be like these other rich guys driving all these kind of cars around that don't have any sense, but only themselves in their mind. I hope you like me today.
Pastor, I just want to have money so I can go around. I can just have a big car and get my own jet.
And then crash yourself. No. No. That's not Abraham like. Abraham took his brass son, made something out of his life. Okay, let's go a step further. So, number one, the way to wealth is to learn the word of God. You see, when you learn the word of God, you become generous. Are you hearing me? When you start a business, people will want to join your business. You know what? How many of you heard of this one before? How many of you heard of Google? You know Google now. All of you know Google. You like to work in Google. You know what Google, Titi? You like to work in Google. Google will do something. It will tell you, they're going to pay you, they're going to give you babysitting area where you can put your children. Can you imagine? Wow. You go to work, they have children where a baby can stay. And then by afternoon, you go to gym at work. What? Nigeria. The guy will walk you to 10 o'clock. And when you say, I want to go and see my wife. You say, your wife can. Will I continue job? Are you hearing me? That's the kind of person I'm talking about, our wealth over here now. We're going to be rich. Tell people, we're going to be rich. And we'll be doing good with our riches. Some of you, you're not saying anything. Because you want to be like them. I guess you want to be rich. See them at Abuja. I feel sorry for them. So, let's get things straight. God wants us to know his word. And when we know his word, we'll be a good... Let me show you one bad rich man. Can I show you in the Bible? 2 Samuel 23. Let's go see the guy. And he died at the end of the day. Let's go. Scan for 2 Samuel. I know you're not opening the Bible. You're waiting for me. Thank you. Good. Are you here? Let's find the verse. Good. 2 Samuel 25. Are we here? Take a look. Wonderful. 2 Samuel 25. Is it 23 or 25? 25 verse 1. Okay, can we go? Can we go? Okay. 2 Samuel 25. Oh, 1 Samuel 25. Sorry. That's a slip of the microphone. Let's go quickly. Sorry. Now, verse 1. Take a look at this rich crab. Then Samuel died, and Israelites gathered together, lamented for him, and buried him at his home in Ramah. And David arose, went to the wilderness of Parah. Next verse. Now there was a man in Maon whose business was in camel. So he's a businessman. And the man was very rich. Wow. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats and was sharing his sheep in camel. Next verse. The name of the man was Nabal. And the name of his wife was what? Abigail. She was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance. But the man was what? Take a look on the screen. Was what? He was harsh and evil in his doings. Huh? His wife was what? You see all these guys that are crazy like that? They have this nice wife. You notice them? Harsh and evil. He was rich. I want to, you see, you know why I'm in church? You know why I'm talking to you like this about wealth? I don't want you to be like that. And if you don't listen to the Bible, you're going to be like that. It was of the house of Caleb. Remember Caleb in the Bible? Great guy, but he's a bad member of the family. He's a black sheep. Next verse. When David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep, he was taking care of the animals, kind of a thing. And then David, next verse, sent 10 young men. David said to the young men, go up to Carmel, go to Nabal, greet him by name. Now listen, this man had his animals in the bush. And David was like mercenaries. So David said, okay, let's take care of this guy's animal security like bandits. You know, so let's watch over the animals so he can pay us, right? Let's keep reading. And thus, as I said to him, who lives in prosperity? He lives in prosperity. Peace be to you, peace to your house, and peace to all that you have. Next verse. Now I have heard that you have shearers working on your business. Your shepherds were with us. We did not hurt them, nor was there anything missing from them. All the wild deer and camel. Let's keep reading. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we come on a feast day. Please give whatever comes to your hand to your servant and to your servant David. We've been working for you. We've been trying to walk over the animals for you. Come and see this stupid idiot, the way he replied. Sorry for calling him that name. But, you know, actually, the word Nabal means fool. Can you imagine? The man's name is fool. How many of you are bearing Omugo here? How many of you are bearing stupid here? That's his name. Stupid. Rich. Fool. Let's keep reading. So when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all these words in the name of David and waited. And then the guy got up. Look at what he said. Then Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David? Who is the son of David, Jesse? There are many servants nowadays who broke away from the morning of my master. See, talk like I talk. Close your head. He has money, but his mouth didn't have money. Next verse. So let them take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shearers and give it to men. Women, I do not know where they come from. They are not Yorubas. They are not Awusas. So David's young men turned on their heels and went back, and they came and told him all these words. Now, David is like that one that died in Russia. What do you call him? Is he Pinochet? Who was he? Wagner. This is Wagner force in the land. You know Wagner? Everyone know Wagner? Thank you. David was like Wagner because he was that time just hanging around mercenary. So when he told David that, listen, next verse. And then David said to his men, every man, put on your sword. That's Wagner. So every man gathered his own sword. David also gathered his own sword. And about 400 men went with David. This guy has money, but he has no bodyguard. 400 guys. And said, try to stay with the supplies. What happened next? Now, one of the young men, well, when David was getting ready to go attack them, one of the young men, I think he overheard, and told Abigail, follow now, the wife of the guy. Let's clap for the girls here. Let's clap for the girls. Let's clap for the girls in the house. Sometimes you can see a guy who's very rude. His wife is refined. So it can be the other way too. The wife is rude. The man is refined. But in this case, it was the other way around. And the servant went, listen, the houseboy, the wife, employee of this guy, went to go and meet the wife of the guy and told, look, David sent messengers from wilderness to greet our master. And he revered them. What happened next? But the men were very good to us. You will not hear any feedback. And we were not hurt. Nor did we miss anything. But as long as we accompanied them when we were in the field. Next verse. Now, come and hear the report. You will like this. They were a wall to us both by night and day. All the time we were with them keeping the sheep. Next verse. Now, listen. The employee was telling the wife of this employer. What did he say? Now, therefore, know and consider what you do. For harm is determined against our master and against all his household, for he's such a scoundrel. Can you imagine your servant telling your wife, your husband is crazy? He was wealthy. Stupid idiot. Sorry, give us an NLT. Give us an NLT. Quickly, this verse. You need to know this and figure out what to do, for there's going to be trouble for our former master and his whole family. He's so ill-tempered, he's so stupid, he's so ill-mannered that no one can even talk to him. You see, it starts even in church. See, when people over here, nobody can talk to you. We can't correct you, we can't do anything. That's how you start. And you want to become rich, you now multiply the stupidity. You like me today? You know why I'm so hard like this morning? Because when you get rich, you become stupid. And I want to warn you ahead of time. So, are you hearing me? Money is bad. People become bad with money. Titi, you hear me? Girls usually do hard like boys. When they get money like this, they go to beer parlor, get drunk, come back home, they get gas carry, they have cars now, they just got one car. One girl, you know, married this guy in Lagos church. And then when the guy got a car like this, he started carrying guests around. Finally, he lost the car. So one day they were praying, and then came pastor and another car. The wife said, pray against another car. He said, why? He said, when he got a car, it's gone. He never stayed at home. But when he lost the car, he came back home sensible. So don't give him another car. Father, I pray against the car. Let's keep reading. Next verse. Then Abigail, made haste and took 200 loaves of bread, two skins of wine, five sheep already dressed, five shears of roasted. The guy is rich, man. Within one day or one, let me make all this available. Wow, this girl is smart. Let's clap for Abigail. Let's clap for her. And load them on donkeys. The guy was not aware. Let's keep reading. Then she said to her servant, go on before me. See, I'm coming after you. Don't slow down. But she did not tell her husband. The rich fool. Let's keep reading. So it was, I want to see this girl managing wealth in a very nice way. So it was as he rode on the donkey that she went down under cover of the hill, and there were David and his men coming down toward them, and they were furious. And she met, come and see, very intelligent girl. Next verse. And now David had said, surely in vain have what? Pretend all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed, or all that belongs to him. And he has repaid me evil for good. So what will happen next? And God do to me and more to the enemies of David, if I leave one male of all who belong to him by morning night. Are you hearing me? I mean, David was coming furiously to deal with this wealthy guy who had no sense. And hear me, I got news for you. He's going to deal with you furiously in the future. You're going to lose money, you're going to lose things. If you don't have your head correct, when money comes, tell people, money will come to you. Tell us, pastor is telling you now, money will come to you. So get panebited now. Let's keep reading. Now, when Abigail saw David, now she was rich, she had money, she dismounted quickly from the donkey, fell on her face before David and bowed down to the ground. She was a rich girl. But she knew how to be tactical and diplomatic. One more time, let's clap for her. Wow. And he said, on me, my Lord, on me let this iniquity be. And please let your maidservant speak in your ears and hear the words of your maidservant. Please let not my Lord regard that scorn. What is the cause of her husband? No, give me back NLT. Give me back NLT. NLT. I know Nabal is a wicked and ill-tempered man. Please don't pay any attention to him. He's brainless. May your wife never say that about you. He's just managing you. He's a fool. Why? Just as his name suggests. My wife will fight for me anywhere. My wife, if you say something about my wife, will fight too. But this wife was reading this CV of the husband. His name is a fool. But I never even saw the young man you sent. Let's keep reading. And then, next verse. Now, my Lord, as surely as the Lord lives, and you yourself live, since the Lord has kept you from murdering and taking vengeance into your own hands, let all your enemies and those who try to harm you be as cursed as Nabal. Yahweh is sick with you. Next verse. And here is a present. Here is a present that I, your servant, have brought to you and your young men. Keep on. Please forgive me. Wow. Offended you in any way. Somebody's clapping there, right? See, she's a communicator. She's a convincer. The Lord will surely reward you with a lasting dynasty, for you are fighting the lost battle. You have not done wrong throughout your entire life. Ungasoki dada. Next verse. Everyone, even when you are chased by those who seek to kill you, your life is safe in the care of the Lord your God. Prophesying to David, secure in his treasure power, but the lives of your enemy will disappear like stones. Next verse. When the Lord has done all he promised and has made you leader of Israel, don't let this be a blemish on your record, that your conscience won't have to bear the staggering burden of needless bloodshed, vengeance. When the Lord has done this thing great for you, please remember me, your servant. Guess what happened? I don't know the story. Who can tell me the story? That lady was too expensive. So Nabal died and David took the wife. Did you hear that? Let's finish reading the story. Next verse. So David replied to Abigail, praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who has sent you to meet me today. Continue. I'm waiting for you. Continue. Are you there? Thank God for your good sense. Bless you for keeping me from murder, from carrying out vengeance with my own hands. For I swear by the Lord, God of Israel, who has come from hurting you, that if you are not ordered out to meet me, not one of Nabal's men will still be alive tomorrow morning. Then David accepted a present and told her, return home in peace. I've heard what you said. Will not kill your husband. But death was waiting for the husband. When Abigail arrived home, she found that Nabal was throwing a big party and was celebrating like a king. That's Nigerian for you. That guy's a Nigerian. He's from Southwest. They like party. They go. See, all these guys, they don't write any law. They don't do anything in the House of Assembly, National Assembly, or anything. But see them party. Big cars. They come around, oppressed. You see police that should be keeping them at banditry. They're busy carrying guns, doing nothing. Recently, I saw one. They said policeman was carrying a bar for one of them at party. The IG stop and say, how can you make police start carrying a bar at party? He was very drunk. So he didn't tell me anything about our meeting with David until dawn the next day. Next verse. In the morning when Nabal was sober, his wife told him what had happened. As a result, he had a stroke. And he lay paralyzed on his bed like a stone. You'd be surprised that a lot of these guys are sick. They're sick. They're really sick. They have been propped up by drugs all the time. Why? When you walk with God, he'll take care of you. And he lay paralyzed on his bed like a stone. Next verse. Boy, our son in Lagos told me something. I just couldn't believe it. He works with estate agent, Toby. And he just told me, he said, there is a house next door to Tinubu's house. Are you hearing me? He said, because agent, he said, the man died 8 or 10 years ago, the house was left the way it is. Can you imagine staying next door? They couldn't sell the house. The children are not around. He said, when you enter the house, you see the man's ATM on the ground. You see, everything is left like that, covered with dust. Very rich man. He died. The house was left the way it was. I said, what happened? He said, some people just go in there, they pick something, they go away with it. The children couldn't sell the house. Can you imagine a house next door to? Things are happening. Rich. And the children are available. Big house. They said the way he left the house, 8 years is still there like that. That's unfortunate. About 10 days later, the Lord struck him and he died. Next verse. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, praise the Lord who has avenged the insult I received from Nabal and has kept me from doing it myself. Nabal has received the punishment from his sin. Then David sent messengers to Abigail. David likes fine girls, man. Smart girls. The Lord deliver her from this fool. Many of you, you are not checking out. The Lord delivering you from this fool. Just today, I got a right guy, just got a visa with his wife. They're going out. Say bye-bye. Great. They're leaving Nigeria. Because this Nabal, there are too many here. Even their wives are running away now. You see, Lord, their wives stay in the U.S., stay in the U.K., and enjoy themselves. But you're going to be different in Jesus' name. Say amen louder. You're going to be different in Jesus' name. You're coming to church. You're learning the truth. Brother Tito just walked in. Stand up on your feet. He's walking in town. He started from the scratch. Built a business now. He has 100 staff under his company. Clap your hands for Jesus. I know him and his staff. I know him and his family. He's encouraging his staff. He's making them to be better. He had cooperative for them. He's making them. He's doing everything to make their life better. That's the kind of rich person I want. He doesn't even look rich. But man, he can buy you lunch for the next 100 years. Be just cool. He smiles. You don't know what it is. He talks with all of you. But these guys, when they have just 1 million naira, he started doing like this. Did you see that? Are you here? Some of you are looking at me. Pastor, let me just have this money and get out of town and stay with those boys in Lagos. See that guy that took a girlfriend in Lagos? One of those owners of the TV houses with the girl. I think her name is, what's her name now? Chuku or something? Chuku America. And they drank and smoked, amp and smoke and drank and smoke, amp. And then the girl just went, took knife and butchered him. And his wife was working somewhere else. Nice girl, working with other one of those finance companies. Huh? He's a billionaire. Nabal. So, let's learn the word of God. Tell somebody beside you, let's learn the word of God. So, number one, God will come to you by the way of what? By the way of the word. God's way to wealth is by the way of his word. Second, God's going to come to us by the way of work. W-O-R-K. God's way to wealth is not by the way of laziness, it's by the way of work. 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 Let's go to our Bible, chapter 4, Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11 and verse 12. If you are going to be rich, don't be rich just hanging around. There are touts who are rich, not doing anything. Have you noticed in Nigeria, people are struggling to become politicians, to become head of something so that they can not have any work and direct others. If you know fight going on to become N-U-R-T-W, I saw one car recently. It's the car that belongs to pensioners, their boss. It looks so fine. In my area, under my community, CDA, people are fighting to become ESCO member. Why? So they can collect money and live on it. They don't want to work. Nigerians are looking for the easiest way to make money faster without doing any work. Can you look up? Look at the verse. That you aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, to work with your own hands as we commanded you to. Look at it again. Aspire, go back. To aspire. You have aspiration, you have ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, to work with your own hands. And as we commanded you, what will happen to you? Give me NIV. Go back, give me NIV. I love NIV here. Give me NIV. Make it your ambition. Hello? Don't be a rich person who just hangs around, who doesn't study, who doesn't read, who doesn't learn, who doesn't grow in his business. I love the Western world. You see Microsoft, you see Google, you see Apple. Those guys who are rich there, they keep on working on themselves. They're not like Nigerians who go to party all the time and partying out. They work hard. They work hard. They build things, software, programs. They do things. They work. And it's the way to work. When you become 91 years old and you are still very rich and you can still go to work, that's beautiful. Work is not bad. Work will give you life. When God made Adam, he put him in the garden to work. Let's finish that verse. Let's go back there. The way of work. Give me the verse again that we are reading. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we told you. You must learn to go to work and excel. See, when you are good at work, you can buy that business over and run it. You should. You should be so good that they pay any price for you. Work. Work doesn't kill. Look at next verse. What will happen to you, NIV? So that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders. See, when you make money by Yahoo Yahoo, they may collect your money, but they don't have any respect for you. You know you are a criminal. The guests are just hanging around you to take their own out so can abandon you later. They know you are going to prison. Horse puppy, remember? You have forgotten horse puppy. It's easy to be forgotten. So that you would win the respect of outsiders, and so you will not be. We have too many beggars today in Nigeria. Do you know? I'm going to tell you, Brother Tito is here. I've never asked any church member for money. Never. It's here. I've never asked any church member for money. I know pastors do. When are you going to bring me money? When are you going to do that? I'm not going to do that. You don't have any respect. You know how I learned that lesson? One of my friends in town is a pastor. He said when he was very small, he was going to church with his father. And the father told him this story, or he saw it himself. Their church, where he was going with his father, their pastor in that church, there was a rich man in their church. And that pastor will go and be eating in that man's house every Sunday. Pounded yam. Are you hearing me? So the rich man. Guess what happened? So one day, that boy said he was at that house. And then the rich man's house. And then the pastor was coming as usual. The man was very busy. The rich man was very busy. And he said, this pastor coming. And he said, pastor is here. He said, that young man had. And he told himself, I will never, never, never depend on a rich man when I become a pastor. Everybody's rich in our church, including you. But I will never think of how to get something out of you. I'm always bringing things down. I'm always thinking of blessing you. I'm not a pastor that I want to look for money and get money at all costs. I'm not interested. In my house, when I get money, everybody gets blessed. I don't buy clothes. I have to be forced to wear this today. I'm like Oyibos. I wear t-shirt and jeans. That's my best clothes. I don't spend clothes. I have clothes. I have jacket. I have stuff at home. I don't wear them. I don't care. I got shoes. I thought to myself, I said, let's wear this thing today. When I was even wearing it, I was already feeling bad. But I like my jeans. I like my t-shirt. I run around, enjoy myself. Somebody in church, you know, he has a car. So I wanted to go somewhere. I said, can you bring your car? He said, pastor, you can't enter my car. I said, I want to enter it. He said, there's no AC. I like it. All this breathing AC all the time. Let's have fresh air. All this press button. I just, let's roll it down. I love it. To just be free, to go anywhere. Can I surprise you? Billy Gates' wife went for holiday. Everything will go. To the moon. She went to Burundi with her daughter. They went to a stream and carried calabash on their head and they were taking pictures. They love it. If you are Bill Gates, where will you go? I know where. You will ask God for visa. I want to go to heaven for 3 months and come back. And then you take selfie in heaven. How you are sharing the throne with God? Can you imagine? You want to go to Calabas, carry Calabas. Because you just boy, I mean, his money can buy Nigeria over and over again. Just carry Calabas on her head. Wow. Somebody said, this church is not different to. Praise God. I want your life to win your parents' respect. I want to win your friends' respect. And win your neighborhood respect. Praise God. Is that all right? Quite early, don't depend on others. Don't depend on others. Quite early. But it's over here. He had brothers abroad. They are living abroad. And he wanted to start his business. He wanted to go abroad, so it didn't work out. So they said, they will set him up. So they got a big office for him. Am I right? And for 8 months, there was no business. Thereabout, things were rough. Because you want to start from the top. Huh? Uncle is in Houston. So send me how much? Just $10,000 will do. Just $10,000 will do. Huh? So they set him up. For 8 months, there was no business. Then he now went panhabited. God said, you want to come my way? He said, yes. He said, when you get the next money, go and buy a Bible. Am I right? Whoa. So when he got, how much? You got about 3,000 or something, or 8,000? 5,000. 3,005. And then you went to go and buy a Bible for how much? You got 5,000. You bought Bible for 3,500. If you got 5,000, what will you do first? You go and look for that shoes, man, to wear to the office. And you do like this outside for the client to see. Client, see my shoes. Give me a job. Ah. Whoa. And do you know that those brothers that were abroad, that they were trying to struggle, they were trying to make money, then to come back and start building his business. When he started building that place at Italiaki, one of them came down. And he saw what he was building under the ground and everything going up. And he said, do you borrow? He said, I don't borrow anything. Man, they look at him like that. Tell your neighbor, you're going to be rich. Tell your neighbor beside, tell him. If he doesn't hear you, tell him, you're going to be rich. James, you're going to be rich. All the Jameses are, you're going to be rich. But you know what? Let's be ready for it. Number one, the way of the word of God. Number two, the way of what? The way of work, so that you can become reasonable. Some people that have money that people don't know how they get their money, people don't respect them. They don't like them. They know that they're just crooks. They're only good for parties. Let's look at the third one. The way of wisdom. Beautiful. If you're going to get rich, power to get wealth, it goes by the way of wisdom. Remember, Nabal is a fool. Opposite of wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is intelligence to handle life properly. Let's look at chapter 3, Proverbs, verse 13. Wisdom. 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 Wisdom will help you to take small and make it big. Wisdom will let you come down to rise up. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, Proverbs, verse 13. 3, verse 13. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. Next verse. For she's more profitable than silver, and he is better than gold. Next verse. Take a look. She's more precious. That's wisdom. Not your girlfriend. Huh? Nothing you desire can compare with her. Next verse. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are what? Riches and honor. You got it made, man, when you embrace wisdom. When wisdom embraces you, on the left hand is what? Honor, riches. On the right hand is long life. Don't you like that? So, go the way of wisdom. Be intelligent and seek divine common sense. That's also called wisdom. Divine common sense. You know what? Solomon prayed for wisdom. Am I right? God said, you know, he offered to God about how many thousand of goats? How many thousand? Who can remember? Is it 6,000 or 7,000 or 5,000 or how many thousands? But he offered thousands of goat to God. So much, millions worth of animal. And suddenly, God appeared to him in a dream and said, Solomon, what do you want? God screamed it. What do you want? He said, just give me wisdom. God said, I'll give you wisdom. You'll be the wealthiest man alive before that time. So, let's stop right now. Can we ask for wisdom? Everybody say, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom to set my life right. Give me wisdom to marry right. Give me wisdom to carry my career to the best place. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom in my struggles and my pain. Give me wisdom. Let me get better in the way I'm thinking. Help me to see how to run my life well. Give me your wisdom. Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Can you pray for wisdom now? Say, Lord, I desire your wisdom. I don't want money first. I don't want life first. I want your wisdom. Your wisdom goes beyond any level. I want your wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. And I give you glory in Jesus' name. Do you know what? Open your eyes. I pray for wisdom for you every day. I pray for wisdom almost every day for all of you in church. That God will give you wisdom. You have a wise heart. You will not mess up your life. You see, people today, they have problems, calamities, struggles, pain. If you find out what happened, it didn't work in wisdom. Next one. Oh, I love this one. Oh, this is good. You can put all this together in this one. What's the first one? The way of walk. Second one, the way of the word first, walk, then wisdom. Last one, the way of wilderness. The way of what? Wilderness. How many of you are into cars? You love cars, how they make them, and how do anybody here? Thank you, Jari. Other people would be like this. You want to hide in church. How many of you like ladies? You like cars? You know about cars? Can I see your answer? So none of you know about cars. So why would you buy good cars? You like, you know, you like cars too? What's your best type you like? Come on now. What's your best car you like? Benz, thank you. We boys, you know, we like cars. If you study about cars, what they do after making the cars, before they take it out, they take it to the bush wilderness for car testing. Am I correct? They will run the cars, splash it, kick it, turn it, speed it, move it. They want to see what is faulty in it. When they get through testing it and it's okay, they will now go back and make that kind of model that will withstand the life you're living in. So when it comes to wealth, God wants to test you. Are you hearing me? Tell your neighbor, God's going to check you up. God's going to check you up. That's the reason why you're going to sometimes suffer, go through pain, go through hard times, so that God can watch how you will behave. Chapter 8, Deuteronomy. Chapter 8, Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Come and take a look. Let's look at verse 3 quickly. Our time is running. Write it down. Write this one down. The way of wilderness. The way. So he humbled you. Wow. See that? He humbled you. He will let you become an employee of the lowest degree. So that when you have your own business, you know how to do very well. I grew up in a polygamous house. I suffered so much. I went through things. I know what it is not to have food. So when I see the poor now, I know what they are going through. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna. You do not know, nor your father know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word. Let's look at next verse quickly. Our time is running. Next verse. Your garment did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Let's keep reading. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens or disciplines his son, to the Lord will discipline you. You want to be a billionaire? You want to be a billionaire? And you're struggling with some thousands of naira. You can't get the money. God is watching you. How are you going to handle life? Are you going to resort to stealing and lying and cheating? Or are you going to maintain your integrity and work out your life in the wilderness? So things will go rough, things will go bad sometimes, but make up your mind, you are not going to deviate. Am I making some sense? It's good to suffer. Yes, it's good to suffer and then enjoy later, than enjoy now and suffer later. See, all those guys who are playing football very well, before they play any match, they are in the wilderness first of practice. Am I right? They practice and 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 practice. They get tired. The coach said, again, overnight, in the morning. They practice and practice. You have to be in the wilderness before you can reach wealth. Real wealth comes from a person who has been tested and tried. When you have money, that's why people whose parents are rich and they never gone through anything, when they heard the wealth, they mess it up. Because they never really seen how their parents really went through to make it happen. So, please, can I beg you, these trying times, this struggle time now, put up with it. Learn it. You are going for road testing. God is checking you up. Are you going to build something strong? Any house that will last long must have a deep foundation. Correct? So, be ready. Sometimes things are not easy. They're tough. That's where you learn some of these things. You know how we built this? Praise God. Something I want to read in that chapter. Let me open that chapter on the screen. Our time is running. Are you still here with me? Let's go. Verse 11. Beware! And do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandment, judgment, and statutes which I command you today. Let's keep reading. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them. The day I read this verse, I told myself, I won't be like middle class that build only one house where they stay. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? I will not build only one house where I stay. He said, beautiful houses. See that, tell yourself, I'm going to build beautiful houses. Come on, say that to yourself. And when your herds and your flocks and your shares multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is what? Multiplied. When your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Let's keep reading. Who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water. Who brought water for you out of the flinty rock? Go on. Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your father did not know that he might humble you, that he might test you. Let me hear your voice. Everybody, what is it? To do you good when? Tell yourself there's an end for me. A good end. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. So, girls here, don't expect your boy to have all the money to start with. You are putting him at disadvantage. Let me warn you, if you are playing football and this club is playing football, when you score too much at the beginning, you got to be defending all your lifetime for that game. Am I right? That's why I like European game. Nigeria want to score 10-0. They play and build up the stamina in the game. Don't rush your life. Girls, don't rush the boys. Boys, don't rush the girl. Don't say, until he has 10 cars before I marry him. Don't do that. Work it together. Build it together. Pastor, I don't get time. Then, all this together, they'll be carrying you around. Together, they'll be carrying you and dropping you. I know some girls years ago, my wife's age mate, they said they don't have time to wait. So they run around with all these big guys. Got us big MDs. They carry them around. One of them is dead now. The other one is struggling to send the children to school. Left alone, abandoned in the world. My wife is the one helping them now. Oh, they got the big guys that time. They got the big cars. They said to her, you are a fool. You are going to the Muslim. You don't get money. Last time, I said, my wife, send them some money. Let's take care of them. So, endure now. Build a business. Jeremiah, build a business, build a life, get in there, work at it. Don't back off. When things get bad, get badder yourself. Get badder on the things. Yeah, we're going to do well. We're going to make it. And when things get really, really bad, get your best clothes out of the wardrobe. Come on Friday and dance yourself away. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Tell yourself, my making it is a past tense. What I'm going through now is just a test. Can I ask you a question? You will never get promotion in GSS 1, GSS 2 without exam. Rebecca, are you having a new school and there's no exam anymore? Why not? You have to have exam. The way of wilderness. That's when you learn to control your habit, control your appetite, and live better. Do we get that? And there are going to be time of struggle. Can I close this on this like this? The scientists, they were studying the eggs, I told you before. And they put these eggs to watch them to see how they hatch. And they watched inside the eggshell and saw this chick struggling, pushing the eggshell. And finally, it cracks. It stepped outside and stood and balanced and looked around. Oh, they said, why all this hassle? Let's help the chick crack the egg so that it will be easier for it to come out. That's a good thinking, right? So they help the chick crack the egg. Guess what? The egg was cracked. The chick stepped out and couldn't stand. We help you now. And then they came to discover that the strength to stand came from the struggling with the shell. Prosperity has more pressure than poverty. I got a friend sitting down here. The first time he made his million, he told me, he said, all the girls start chasing him. He nearly lost his mind. When million was million, those days. Like making 100 million now. You know, there was one Yahoo boy, one place on the way to Lagos. When he made his first money like this, you know what he did? He got up and said, man, I made money. Checked the hotel. Started sleeping there, eating all their food. One night, he just came out naked. I made money. See, he's not been screwed. He's not been worked on. It's just money. Walk out naked. I made money. So number one, the way of the word, the way of work, the way of wisdom. Glory to Jesus. This last one, I like it as I close. God's going to give you this one. The way of wonders. 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 I should read a verse to you before I go. I talk about the way of wilderness. What will happen to you there before we go to the way of wonders? Everybody write this verse down in your Bible. Psalm 66, verse 10. When you get home, check it up. Give me in King James Version, the old King James Version. Let me describe to you what I mean by the wilderness. For thou, O God, has what? Proved us. Thou hast tried us. As silver is what? Tried. Let's read next verse. You brought us into the net. Thou laid affliction upon our loins. We suffered. We went through pain. Oh, we don't have what to eat. Next verse. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. But thou brought us out into what? Tell yourself, I have a wealthy place. Write it down your note. Wealthy place for your name. Tunde Amusu, write your name there. That's a wealthy place for me. Praise God, somebody. But to get there, you will come under water and fire. And the men will ride over your head. Praise God. Are you hearing me? Beautiful. When God do this to you, does this to you, you'll have pity for the poor. You'll have pity for the poor. Finally, the way of wonders. This is the last one I put there. What does God do? Let me show you. Are you ready? Oh, I have seen the influence of God in this area. But it was over here. We've seen the influence of God. You know, during the COVID, when he was doing business and things were going crazy, God just gave him an idea of wonders that just turned the business upside down. That would not be available except you have gone through the way of what? way of work. Because if God gives an idea and you are lazy, it will fail. And you have been tested. Can I give you a picture of wonders? Luke 5. You see it over there. You see the way of the world, the way of work, the way of wilderness there, the way of wisdom. You see everything combined there. The way of wonders. Take a look. Verse 1, Luke 5. Let's close with this one. So it was as the multitude pressed. Everybody look up here. Can you see? Pressed about him to do what? The way of the word. So these guys were pressing upon Jesus to hear the word. So Jesus stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Next verse. And he saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their net. Why are they washing their net? They've lost the field. They were in the wilderness. Right? Right? Next verse. Then he got to one of the boats, which was Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught who? What was he speaking? The word of God. So here was Peter in the wilderness of his life. He had walked all night, got nothing, right? And then the word started coming. And started listening in his wilderness. And then something happened after that. Look at next verse. And when Jesus finished speaking, stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. Wait, the same water, the same boat, the same net overnight. Didn't catch anything, right? Wonders. Oh, I've seen that happen. Boom. I've seen wonders take place. When we were building this building, I saw wonders taking place. Can you imagine? One day, when we were building this building, I just saw an alert. And the alert was from a woman who died 3 years ago. You're looking at me, that's where I looked to. I pick up the phone. We needed some money that moment. And that money came in. About 600K. And I saw her name. Dead. Oh. So I stopped. I know her daughter. She's in Lagos. So I took my phone. Hey, Kemi, how you doing? I saw something strange. Your mom is dead 3 years ago now. I saw her a lot. He said, my mom said we should give that money to church before she left here. And came at the right time. I can tell over here, I can tell you stories of wonders. When I started preaching, moving around, I never asked anybody for money. I was in Lagos one time in Luth preaching. And I finished preaching. I just said, Lord, I need a car. Just get me a car. That's what I said. I didn't pray. I just preached. 3 weeks later, I was in Ibadan. I was just preaching in the church. I just preaching away. And one woman was sitting down over there in the church. And she said to herself, God told her, give that young man a car. I was just preaching away. And she said to herself, I don't know whether he has a car or not. And then she heard me say, I don't have a car from the pulpit. I don't know how I got here. When I finished, I stepped down from the church at Sango area in Ibadan. As I came down, she said, hello, how are you, sir? I said, I'm fine. He said, I want to give you a car. When I look at her, she was wearing a skull. You know, cross skull? These slippers. I look at her. I said, I don't want trouble. She looks poor. I said, Mama, don't worry. I'm okay. He said, I want to give you a car. So she gave me a business address, a business card. She gave it to me. He's a young man. What's my age then? It's about 30 something. I was 29, I think so. There about. My wife just got married, we had a baby. And then she gave me, she said, see me tomorrow in my office. Gave me the card. When I got to him, I started thinking, what would that car be? I slept. I had a dream. There was an old Vauxhall car that I was given. So, what did that do? So, second morning, I got to her office. Now I know she looked big. I said, huh? I said, what kind of car? I said, 505. Latest car, AC, everything there. I said, huh? I never bought a tire in my life. I didn't have his bicycle. So she told me, she got a car. Here's 29-year-old guy, just starting out. This brand new car. She told me, I saw the car. Her husband died some months before, and the car was, it was husband's car. Was everything there. If you know this, there's one latest car that time. Everything working well. You know what? I left the car there. I floated to Abeokuta. I was dazed. I got to my house. My wife said, welcome. I was preaching. I said, hello there. We just got a car. She was thinking Vauxhall, one of these Datsun 120Y. Hello? I said, half of five. Evolution. Huh? She said, huh? Now, I got a friend that was with us who was a mechanic. I said, let's go and pick the car from Ibadan. So I went with him. So we got to the car. He said, no, we took public transport. We got to Ibadan. So we got to the car, pump, we picked the car. Rashino, that's his name. He started driving the car to Abeokuta. Everything was working. He would just stop and say, Ogao. 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 Man. I've seen wonders. Man, I've seen wonders. Phew. I can tell you story upon stories. God moving. Just showing things. Just bam like that. Let me tell another one. Are you ready? Wonders. You know, there was this church. One day, I was in a conference. It's a mission conference. They raise money for people that are working in the bush, Christian. And I was there to just be part of the program, to just help them. And then suddenly, there was an elderly man there. It was the ballet of the village, Ayotoro village, somewhere outside there, down, Abeokuta. So he was limping like that. And then we were trying to do some things. And suddenly, the man said, can I talk? And he struggled to climb up. He said, everybody, please build our village. Build our village. Build our village a church. I'm born again now. I'll go to another village to go and do church. But please, can you get us a church? So we all laughed, old man. So they said, I've come and raise money for the church. So, and I know my colleagues don't give money. They're pastors. So I said, let's try. Let's just put one point down. We'll turn and do something for them. And then I forgot about it. Are you listening? So, a couple of weeks later, my insurance was due. I had a 5-year insurance of what they call life assurance. I didn't die, so they gave me the money. So when I got the money, I told myself, ma, I'm rich. God said, no, it's not your money. If you have been dead now, you collect the money. I said, Lord, who will be there now? He said, no, it's not your money. He said, that church, remember? He said, you build in the bush. You see that money to go and build a church in the bush. That's not the plan. It's for them to build it, not me. So I changed my mind. I took the money. I went to the village. I said, Baba, we came to see you. I got this money and I want to build. He thought I was a rich man. He said, come and buy land. I said, I'm not buying any land. I just want to give us land and I will measure it. We started building the church. We started building the church from the money. I added more. So when I was building it, our friend, wonders. It's not about that one. I'm going to give you the wonders now. My friend, one of my friends came from US to see the building. He said, wow, this building is great. Let's make another one for another town. Oh, I said, yeah, let's go. So I took him and that person that was doing the work, missionary, let's go to that village. And I went to that other village that they were going before, that now we are building for them here now. They said, our own to build it for us. So my friend that came from US and then also the missionary, we measured the ground for the church and we discussed with them that we are going to build the place for them. And after that, there was a fallout between the missionary and the friend from the US. Huh? And I was left. How will I tell those people? One weekend, I was in Park Inn to do something and I saw another friend of mine's house boy like that. I said, hey, hello, how are you doing? Where's your boss? He said, my boss is fine, he's in town. I said, but let me greet him Saturday. Sunday, I finished like this in church and I got home and I just got a call from that friend of mine. He said, hey, where are you? I said, I'm at home. He just said, I'm coming. He got to my house. He said, I'm just going to see you. Opened his hand and I opened an envelope. It was $10,000. I didn't go to US for it. God said, no, it's not your money. Second church. And I've seen things, man. So, nobody knew what happened. I took that money, built second church. Are you right? We finished building it. I never told them anything about it. Other wonders. See, then when we finished the building, the day we were dedicating it, Are you hearing me? We went to the bush. I went under there. We finished the church. They think I was a rich man. You think I was a rich man? I was a rich man. So finished the church. Got over there. And then there was this Deacon Genesis in the church. That Deacon Genesis said, "Pastor, will you come back?" I said, "I'm tired. I don't want to come back here into this bush." I said, "By the way, you know what? If you can get me, what do you call this animal in the bush? Is it deer now? D-E-E-R, remember?" I said, "Get me deer, get me that meat, I'll come." So we all laughed over it. Dedicated the building and we left. You know, in the night I got a call. The Genesis went to the bush and a deer was caught. Strange. He called me, "Come back, your deer is ready." I said, "What?" Man, I've seen things. I've seen money flow through my hands and it's not my own. God just said, "No, that's money. Put it over there." Oh, let me tell you about Brother Tito. One time he was praying. God said, "You are not there yet. You are not there. Where I can trust big money. Can do something. You can worship him beyond." You know, all this small, small thing we do for Christianity is not really. You have not seen Christians who are really serious, man. You have already to see them. Money, wonders. They just take you somewhere and say, "Look at that building, you're going to buy it." Huh? And later they just declare surplus, sell it for 5 million. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. Wonders of God perform. How many of you would like to see the wonders? Thank you. It's the last number. So you have to come by the way of the word, the way of work, the way of wisdom, and the way of wilderness. Are we all right? Are you blessed today? Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. All right. Let's have some questions and answer. Let's eat. Is our food ready? Great. Okay. They said we should be giving earlier so that they can count the money and be on their way. They've been waiting since morning. So let's pray over our offering and then we give while we're taking the question and answer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring our offerings to you. We want to bless your work and your people in the land. Thank you for blessing us with this. We give it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Great. Then I will close with something that will clinch everything for us. But let's take some question and answer right now. You have any question you want to ask? Any answer? You want to ask? Any question, ask. You have a question yourself? Shola, that's interesting. Okay, let's have your question.
Okay, thank you, sir. From what you've just taught, the question I have is for the wilderness.
Yes.
The question is, how do we ensure that we do not die or we do not fall out of the journey in the wilderness?
Just fantastic, like question.
The children of Israel, God was taking them to the promised land to wonders, but most of them that left Egypt did not get to that wonders. They died in the wilderness.
Thank you for that. Let's clap for that question. That's beautiful. Now, let's take it like this. Number one, listen to me. Joseph had his own wilderness. Remember? He went to prison. Remember? Christ had his own 40 days in wilderness. Right? Right? What will sustain you in the wilderness? Is simply, are you listening, Shola? What will sustain you in the wilderness is simply the word of God and your commitment to it. Now listen, you will mess up sometimes in the wilderness. You will speak, you'll be unhappy, but get back to God. Is that all right? Is that all right? Sometimes things will be hard, you'll be tough, like the soul Joseph. So make up your mind that you are going to stay with the Lord. You're going to read this word. And even when you complain, when you messed up, go back to God. Is that all right? Somebody said, "Is there any sin I can commit that I cannot come back to the Lord?" There is. And it's this one. You refuse to come back. That's the only thing. You refuse to come back. That's the only thing. As long as you want to come back, the Lord is waiting for you. "Pastor, you mean there's no sin I can commit that God will say, 'No, fairly, am I lie, lie?'" Only you can do that. You say, God, I don't want to see you more lie, lie. And God will say, have your way. Period. So that's it. Any other question? Please go ahead. Guys, ask question. Go ahead, man. You mean that Nigeria is a wilderness? Should I leave? Now, wilderness is not a place, it's a condition. Some guys are in the UK now, they're having wilderness of their life. So wilderness is not a place. Nigeria is not a wilderness. So that's UK's wilderness. Go to where you can really enjoy life. Is that all right? The whole earth is yours. But let me warn you. If you are going to UK, don't go by the way of disobedience. You're going to suffer a lot. You may likely die in the wilderness. Is that all right? Is that all right? So I want to plead with you. Let's do that. Any other question, quickly? Ladies, ask questions. You want to write questions down? Please go ahead. We are waiting for you. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I'm waiting for my guys to ask questions. Yeah, over there.
Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Sunday. Okay, so I think from March, I've been experiencing wonders financially. I just told God, I lost my shepherd, I will not want. Especially in a time when many people were complaining. And I just noticed that, okay, still, even with that, I would give. And I noticed I was always getting times 10 of everything I give back.
Wow.
So, like, since maybe, like, March, April, so it gave me ginger to be giving. And it was just mind-blowing that I would get, when I count the extra, it's always times 10. And I'm like, ah, it's nice, it's nice. But then, for the past, like, 2 months.
Boom.
So, but the thing is, I now got, like, an extra job opportunity that I can take. But the thing is, the other one is... So is it like God has what he has per time?
Oh, you call it wonders. So it's unpredictable.
Okay.
You see, who can tell me the meaning of wonder in Yoruba? Thank you. What is Yanu? You drop your mouth. So that second one is Yanu too. The money was coming. Just stop. It's both Yanu. But like we said, all the journeys, for instance, let me make you laugh. When I was very young in the Lord, I'm still young in the Lord, I was staying with my friend and I wanted to buy bread. You remember my story? I didn't have the money. I had 30 kobo, bread was 50 kobo. So I was staying in his room and I was praying, Lord, I need 20 naira extra, 20 naira extra, 20 naira extra. I just felt something telling me, climb up this stool and check on the wardrobe. So I took the stool beside the wardrobe, I climbed up and I found 10 kobo. Way, man. I said, Lord, give me 10 kobo. I climbed up again. God is my witness. If you think I'm telling a lie, when you get to heaven, ask God. Honestly, I'm not lying. So I got the 10 kobo extra, 50 kobo, and I bought the bread. I was sitting in that room. One time, I didn't have money again. I took the stool, climbed up. There was nothing there. There was nothing there, man. There was nothing there. So wonders, they are unpredictable. Pastor, you got something you want to say?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
When I got born again and started growing, this characterized my life and it confused me. Same thing she said. And later it was clarified when I joined church.
Yeah.
Because you made it very plain. I remember a situation where I had a preaching about dominion and that we take charge in our in the world and all that from Genesis. And I got home that day and it took light. And I said, let there be light.
And there was.
And as if my hand brought the light.
And the next time.
It was like that. And I said, wow, this word works. This word works. So I went to the same a crusade or something we were doing in church. And then the second day, the thing repeated itself.
The same thing happened.
Yes, the same day. The same time they took light when I got home.
You said?
I said, let there be light.
And there was light.
And just a little delay, the light came. Honestly, I'm telling you the truth, sir.
See, that's what they feel like as you are not telling the
truth. And I said, wow, thank you. This thing is working. But, you know, God delayed a little bit.
So,
and I went the third day.
Let there be light again.
I came. Let there be light.
And 24 hours later.
Were you there? I had to go and put on the lantern. I created the light. But that question
confused
was in my spirit.
That just confused
for a long time. I had to ask somebody.
Thank you.
When I joined church, you made it open, plain with giving. One day, I've been giving. It was haphazard. Sometimes I get, sometimes I don't get at all. They say, practice giving.
Beautiful.
And you explained it that this thing has to be part of you.
Beautiful.
And I said, okay, from today, I'll start practicing. I don't care when I'm.
That's right. Whether wonders or no wonders,
and
I keep practicing.
By the time the door was opened, I started receiving systematically.
Beautiful.
And I started building on that.
Great.
Thank you, sir.
Come, don't go yet. Don't go yet. You know, I want to share something with you. This is about, come. Because that microphone is feeding over there. That money that you took to Ife, remember?
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. That's one of the, that was when I started.
Practicing.
Yeah, practicing.
What happened?
That was the beginning. Okay, I just got a wind in my spirit that I should go and give the person that headed my fellowship in school. About 2 years before. 5,000 naira.
5,000.
And I said, 5,000 from Abeokuta to Ife. 5,000. No, this can't be God. I struggled with it for 2 weeks.
That's right. Now listen to this.
This can't be true. But after 2 weeks, I couldn't resist it again. I said, whatever, at least this thing has been
for two weeks.
So this must be God. Let me go. I took off and
now
went
listen.
To Ife. On getting to Ife, I gave the man, I was just like, man, this is rubbish. I didn't even want to explain anything. I just said, sir, God asked me to come and give you this money. Take, and I turned back. He said, come. Rasa, take me. He said, sit down. I'll tell you. Because you don't know what you have done. Sit down. I said, okay. He said, today is my birthday. I said, 2 weeks. Birthday. So God has even factored in all my resistance. So I said, okay. He said, today, I have given all my money to God, expecting that God will miraculously rescue me. People are waiting in my house, waiting for me to build up something. I don't have anything. This 5,000, you are God sent. Thank you, my brother.
Wow.
I don't know where the guy is today, but
that's
honestly,
lesson.
That kind of thing is a reference.
Wow.
Reference point for me.
Thank
for
you.
Me.
I see another story to you today. You're going to see wonders. I start working with the Lord. I told them a story on Friday. I'm going to forget that story about when I banged my head last Sunday. I'm going to forget the story. You didn't hear the story. Last Sunday in the evening, they were having a women's meeting. Still raining. I went home. And I got home. My wife was coming with the car. My driver has left. And I said, I want to just help her to open the gate so that she won't struggle with the gate. And there were some slippers at the front of our kitchen entrance. I wanted to pick it. Then there's this curve that's concrete and on my entrance and painted with text code, make it jagged more. So I bent down to pick the slippers. When I lift my head up, I just smashed my head, bam, on that thing. The pain was tremendous. All I had myself saying was, by stripes, I'm healed. I didn't know what happened, but that's all I said. And I went inside feeling. Suddenly, I felt as if there's a house fly with this line on your head. And I put my hand. It was blood gushing. I know that sounds like unbelievable. Blood was gushing. And I went toward the mirror, and it was still gushing. So I was thinking, my wife will come. We'll get to the hospital. I just felt like taking ice block and put it there. Blood was pouring. In fact, my mind was thinking that next Sunday, you are going to church with plaster on your head. it was gushing. I never had that kind of thing before. Suddenly, I was looking for the blood again. I couldn't find it. I just, come. So my wife came back. I said, you know, dear, this is unbelievable. Blood was gushing all over me. I studied medicine, that kind of a thing, you know. And then she said, let me look. Just small, one small line disappeared. Just one small line. So I said, how do I convince you that my blood, my head was pouring blood down? I said, I wish I'd taken the selfie. But it's just too late. That's just one. But you see wonders in the area of, I said something I'm going to tell you toward the end. One of these areas where wonders will come a lot is when you start giving. Start giving to people. Wonders come. That's why you start learning it. You see, we'll talk about that another time. Giving. Not just all these pastors giving in church. Bring money now. You bring man of God. No. Start practicing giving. Wow. You will see things. Now, I told you about the car I got, but I didn't tell you this. I was giving people money to buy fuel before I got the car. The land where we built our house today, my brother was looking for money to buy land. Before I had land, I gave him money. I said, please go and use it. So, one of the performing miracles that will take place in your life, one of the ways to perform these miracles is by giving. But not giving like right now for church. You're going to give for church, but you are giving by intention. You are reading, you are learning, you are growing. And you are doing it by intention, carefully and regularly. That will make all the difference. But that is not subject today. All right. Are we blessed today? Thank you. Any more questions before we go? Yeah, great. What's your question?
Good afternoon, sir.
I have some adults among us. I can see, look like a pastor, the brother at the back wearing a jacket. You look like a pastor, but I can't see your face very well. You're welcome. Are you a pastor, sir? Yes, I can see that. You're welcome. Let's clap for them. Thank you. God bless you. And then, pastor, yeah. Please, you can sit down, sir. Thank you. You? E? Mafoluku. Just a minute. I'm not hearing clearly. Let me, just worry, I'm coming down. Yes. Hello, how are you, sir? I can't remember your face very well. Forgive me. Oh, Pastor Ibrahim Akinola. At Mafoluku. Wow, you're welcome. God bless you. I used to go and preach in their church. 1990, what now?
1992.
Two, thereabout. Yeah, preaching for long, man. You're welcome, sir. God bless you. Hallelujah. Okay, where are we? Question, thank you.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So my question is, this morning we were talking about fighting to get better.
Yeah.
Like fighting to get better. So there's this thing that I would like to clarify about. Okay.
It's not this service.
No, I just want to ask.
But that was for
it's
service,
related
right?
To, yeah, yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
So I want to differentiate the difference between when you don't want to recompense evil with evil, because lately, like personally, people have been getting me really angry,
and they have been doing you bad.
Yeah, and I really felt like recompensing the evil, like
and then just
doing
give
my
them
own bad. Yes, but I just remember the book of Romans that don't recompense evil with evil. So I want to differentiate the part of being principled, like standing on your ground, and not doing evil back. Like, is it that someone should be principled? Like, give them your word.
It's not easy, but that's why you come to a church like this, where you hear what you should do. So you can be principled, but without power, it won't last. So I will say this, that sometimes you feel like doing them bad. Come to church, hear the word of God, you feel better. Is that all right? Great. Beautiful. Yes. Any other person? Okay. Can we bring in our refreshment? Father, we thank you for our refreshment in Jesus' name. Amen. Have we been giving? We have given. Thank you. No more question? Guys, no question. Choir, no question. All right, let's go home. Great. Come and sing. Let's get out of here. No more question.